Welcome to Office Mechanics. Coming up on today's show, we're going to show you the latest updates in Power BI and how you can connect to services both on-premises as well as some of the new content packs to use third-party services as well. And we're going to take a look at some of the mobile device experiences to be able to analyze your data with Power BI. Joined here by Michael Theodore, welcome.
Thank you.
So why don't you explain some of the new things that are coming with Power BI?
Yeah, so Power BI is a great business analytics service that we launched recently. It's currently in preview, and we've just got some great new capabilities to make it a lot easier for people to use.
All right, let's take a look. We've got a couple of things we want to share in terms of brand new content. The live dashboards, that's been a big deal with the preview, right?
It is, yeah. So the live dashboards are great because they allow you to bring data together into one single pane of glass, whether that data resides on-premise or in the cloud. And you've got sort of this one heads-up view of all the data that really matters to you.
And I think the great thing here is it's a secure connection from SQL Server analysis services into the cloud. So it doesn't matter if the data is in SQL Azure, it's in other places, as long as I can get to it through SQL Server analysis services, then I'm able to actually use that through my Power BI console, right?
Yeah, you're right. So it's really interesting because what we've done is actually build a hybrid solution here. So Power BI doesn't only deal with data that's resident in the cloud, it also deals with data and connects to data that might live on premises. So if you have data that's in one of the databases that you have on site, then you can schedule a data refresh by hooking it up with the data management gateway. The other way to get it is through our new live connector to analysis services. So if I've got analysis services on-premise, it's all secure, I've got my row-level security, I can connect directly to it from the Power BI reports that I have in the cloud.
And the great thing is you don't have to move all of this data from your on-premises sources up into the cloud. So we're only using part of that data in terms of being able to slice it and dice it and view it and do the analytics with Power BI, right?
That's right. So I'll send a query down to analysis services, and the result set is what comes back up into Power BI to fuel your dashboard, essentially.
And of course, all of this is secure from an authentication standpoint. We're using all the Azure AD and all the authentication protocols that we'd use throughout the rest of the Microsoft Cloud, too, as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm using Azure Active Directory and secure SSL connection to be able to pass my credentials down into analysis services.
And I think some of the really exciting things that we've mentioned as well this week are some of the new partner content packs. Why don't we explain some of that?
Yeah, so along the theme of just making the Power BI service a lot easier to use, one of the areas where we're investing a lot in is building up these content packs. And we're partnering with a lot of the leading services in the industry to build out-of-the-box experiences that allow me as an end user to log into that service and then have Power BI connect to my data, pull it into pre-built dashboards, pre-built reports, pre-built models, and give me a starting experience in a matter of minutes that really provide a lot of value for me to see my data in these great new experiences.
And a lot of these are really commonly used things. Salesforce, you know, it's Office 365. One of my favorite new content packs coming is the ability to actually monitor what the usage looks like inside of my organization right from Power BI with live data. Very cool stuff. And of course, all of these other solutions coming as well. This is what's available today, right?
That's right. And this is what we've announced that's coming in the next couple of months.
But I know that you're dying to show us a bunch of demos of all these new things here on, we've got an iPad, we've got Windows devices. So why don't we have a look at some of the features of Power BI and what we can do with it?
Sounds great.
All right, so why don't we explain how dashboards work?
Okay, so what we're looking at here is a live dashboard. And essentially, you know, we did a show a couple months ago. And this is the same dashboard from that show. I'm going to show you a few new things.
Okay.
So what we showed last time was essentially, you know, the dashboard being this this one view that pulls data from all these different systems. And the way it works is if I'm tracking data that might be off, like the variance to budget here in this travel dashboard of mine, I can click into that and I'll get a report with additional detail. And then once I'm inside my report, I can actually start to explore the data a little bit. So I'll just quickly show you a few things. So if I want, I can switch this pie chart to a different chart type. And then, you know, I can build new visualizations. I can really sort of explore my detail to find out the root cause of why I might be tracking off. Now, also what we've built into the dashboard, if I just go back, is the ability to do natural language query. So one of the great things about the dashboards are we're really thinking about ways to bring data consumption to people who might not be working in data all day long. They might not be business analysts. They're just a data consumer. They're going into an MBR or some other meeting, and they want to get the latest numbers. And they might have some additional questions of the data that they're looking at.
So now you don't have to be a DBA to write the queries with SQL or any other language. You can just use whatever you normally would speak in the real world in order to start querying the data.
That's exactly right. So, for example, I could type right in here and say, show me the total number of trips for training purposes versus maybe recruitment versus maybe an external trip versus an internal trip versus a trade show like Ignite. And the system is actually diagnoses what I'm typing, and it will convert that into a query to the database and then assess the result set and present it in the best visual possible. Now, once I've actually discovered something like this, maybe I want to change that visualization. So I might say, well, show me this as a pie, as a tree map. And then I can actually go and pin that back to my dashboard. So once I've discovered some insight that I want to continue to monitor, I can actually pin that back. And if I go back to my dashboard, we'll see that that's been added down here. And then I can continue to monitor and track progress on that particular KPI.
So it's really easy for somebody to create that doesn't have the experience maybe to write the queries, to do all the database administrator stuff. But I know it's also easy to really slice and dice that data, even to combine charts and do things. We saw a lot of that earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Are there more things that we can do with this dashboard?
There are. So, from a consumption perspective, mm-hmm. what's really good is we've got these new mobile apps, right? So we've got mobile apps for iPhone and iPad. We've got a new Windows 8.1 mobile app that's coming out. We'll have a universal app, mm-hmm. which will be coming out in the next couple of months as we think about the release of Windows 10, and then an Android app as well. So why don't I show you how this looks like on the mobile app? Sound
great,
good?
Great. So this is good for when you're on the go and you don't have your laptop with you or a powerful browser, you can just use something like this iPad here.
That's right. So here we see that exact same dashboard that I'm looking at on my laptop, and I can actually interact with this. I might be at Starbucks, and I might be interested in how the numbers are tracking.
Okay.
So I can see and I can interact with my dashboard. I can open up one of these reports. It's all touch optimized, so I can actually flip through the numbers. I might want to then share a snapshot with a colleague. I can do that. I could annotate this if I want to annotate it. So I might want to circle the problem that I see. And then, if that all looks great, I can email it out. And then add a little note. It provides a link back to the real original dashboard as well. So whoever's back in the office could immediately take action on whatever the root cause is.
Very, very cool. I know that we can also connect to other types of data. So why don't you show us what it looks like to connect to other content packs?
Sounds good. Yeah, so this whole content pack that we continue, that area that we continue to expand into, in product today, if I go to the Get Data tab, this is essentially mm-hmm. all the data that I can connect through to from Power BI, we can see that I can connect to Excel data, I can connect to designer files. We have this new designer tool that allows me to build interactive reports. I can connect to those files, connect directly to analysis services. We were talking about that earlier.
Right.
But then I also have these other ones, Visual Studio Online, GitHub, Google Analytics, Marketo. All of these are pre-packaged solutions. So for example, I'll show you one. If I connect to Salesforce.com, the experience is I connect, it'll normally prompt me for credentials. I would enter those credentials. I'm in the same session as earlier, so it's already knows who I am. And then I select what content pack I want. There's two available for Salesforce. There's a sales manager and a sales rep. I'm going to hit the sales rep one.
Okay.
And when I say connect, now what the tool is doing is connecting to my account at Salesforce, pulling my data in, building those models, those reports, and those dashboards. And you can see it's importing data right now. This takes about 30 seconds.
Right.
But at the end of the process, you'll essentially have a workable solution where you can then start to explore your data from, continue to build it out, build new visualizations, pin those, modify your dashboard, whatever it happens to be. But it gets started, it allows you to get started
and
a lot faster.
You said basically you authenticate in through your account, through that other service effectively. That's allowing the data to flow through the Power BI dashboard here, in our case for Salesforce.com.
That's right. So it connects to the authentication APIs of whatever backend system that we're connecting through to. So it's finished now. So here I can go to that prepackaged dashboard, and this is what it looks like. And here I can actually start to explore my data in more detail. I will be able to drill into the prepackaged reports. I can interact with this as I would with Q&A, so I could say, look in open opportunities, one, et cetera, and get a list of, or a number of the different open opportunities I have. And then as a sales rep, it's an easy way for me to interact with my data.
That's really great. So in terms of organizations managing on-premises, what other data types can we connect to? Is this something that you can show us here in the dashboard?
Yeah, so all those data types that I mentioned already, but also we've got in product now a new push API.
Oh, okay, great.
So the push API now allows me to stream data into Power BI, into these dashboards for real-time dashboards. So this is great for IoT type situations. If I'm tracking data coming from sensors, whatever it happens to be, it allows me to stream that in. So we've actually created a demo to show streaming from sensors into Power BI. So let me show you this one. So we've created a dashboard to actually absorb and take the data that'll be generated by my accelerometer in my phone. So we've built a little app, and the app actually streams the data from the accelerometer. So that's changes in X, Y, Z coordinates, tracking those vectors. And I can essentially just send, I just hit send, data into the service, and you can see that it's actually sending the stream data directly to the dashboard in real time. So
right.
Think of this, maybe streaming data from, oil data, from oil rigs or from whatever other streaming data you might have directly into the dashboard.
So a ton of really great content. So we saw Power BI, we saw all the dashboarding, all the new capabilities, how you can connect to it from even an iPad and coming up, Windows devices running Windows 10 through those apps, also connecting with content packs to third-party services, and even the really cool stuff through the APIs that you can connect with the accelerometer of IoT devices. There's a lot there that's been recently announced and things that have lit up in the Power BI side. Is there anything else coming?
That's everything that we've announced at the show, so a lot of great stuff on the horizon that we're looking to inform people of. We actually make updates to the service on a monthly basis. So new charts, new content types, content packs, new supported data sources. We're really revving hard on the service.
And to stay up to date with us, if I want to learn more, where would I go?
If you go to powerbi.com, all the information's there. We'll announce everything on the Power BI blog, so that's where you get the latest information. And also, if you want to sign up for the service, it's really easy to get started.
So we'd encourage everybody, if you haven't already done so, sign up for a trial. It's really powerful stuff. The preview is what you're going to want to try, because a lot of the Power BI stuff that you can try now, some of it isn't in that brand new preview, but this what we're showing here is the latest preview updates for Power BI. So hopefully you guys all like what you've seen here today in terms of all the powerful things that you can do using Power BI. It's about all the time we have for today on this show. Thank you everybody for watching, and goodbye for now.